Good morning to all my friends in Christ. Today, I just want to talk about Halloween. And yesterday, I talked about the history of Halloween. And basically, it is that people believed many hundreds of years ago, especially those who have been, who have immigrated from Europe, that evil spirits of the dead roam the earth. So people would carve out pumpkins and put light in them so as to ward off evil spirits. But in the 700s, Pope Gregory the Fourth changed the day to recognize the saints. So it became All Saints Day on November 1st or All Hallows Day. And the evening before that was called Hallows Eve or Halloween. So why is Halloween wrong? What is evil about it? Because this program or ceremony is based on tradition that evil spirits roam the earth, or spirits of the dead roam the earth. And it's not biblical. So Halloween glorifies evil, not God. So what does the Bible say about Halloween? In Leviticus 11:44, yesterday I discussed that, you know, Bible says, be holy and not defile yourselves. And in the New Testament, there are several verses. For example, Romans 13:12, put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. 2 Corinthians 6:14 to 17, what fellowship can light have with darkness? So don't follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons, which is 1 Timothy 4:1. And then Ephesians 5:11 to 12, have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather reprove them. So have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather reprove them. And my final question that I want to share with you is, what can I do at Halloween? What do I need to do? So how should I respond? As a believer, as a Christian, how should I respond to Halloween? And my answer is that as believers, we are the light in the darkness. So we can't seclude ourselves and avoid any contact with Halloween. John 1:5 says, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. So we could join a harvest or a hallelujah party instead. It could be at your church, it could be at your home even, or it could be at the home of friends, so that, you know, we are engaging our children and not letting them go and dress evil, but we are engaging them into something that would be more fruitful. We may give out candy, but also bless every child that comes and give them a treat. And I used to give them a tract for every child. I printed so many tracts, basically saying what I have been sharing, to show God's love. So we need to show God's love. We need to show God's love. We should not criticize, condemn, or complain. We need to show God's love. Because as believers, we have to stay and behave as if we are the light in the darkness. So may God bless you as I've been, as I just shared some thoughts on Halloween. And I pray that may wisdom and discernment of the Holy Spirit guide us in being an example for our children and for others. May you be the light today in the darkness. I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.